AP Radio News. I'm Diane Keplay. For the first time in days, the sun broke through the clouds over South Carolina, but that state is a long way from cleaning up and moving on from historic flooding. Governor Nikki Haley warns that flooding will continue.
Just because there is no rain and just because the sun is out, we are now looking at downstream waters and other areas that are going to be affected.
In downtown Columbia, workers are trying to shore up a breach in a canal that's threatening that city's water supply. At least 17 people have died in the Carolinas in weather-related incidents. Federal investigators are trying to find out what happened on board a cargo ship that sank during Hurricane Joaquin last week. They say they'll focus on communications between the captain and the vessel's owner. There were 33 people on board when the boat vanished during the storm. America's top military commander in Afghanistan says it was a U.S. decision to launch the airstrike that hit a medical center in the northern part of that country.
To be clear, the decision to provide aerial fires was a U.S. decision made within the U.S. chain of command.
General John Campbell says he has ordered an in-depth review of the way the military operates in that region. The AP has learned that gangs with Russian ties are behind a black market in nuclear materials in Eastern Europe. At least four attempts by gangs which have been trying to trade in radioactive materials have been interrupted in that region. The gangs are said to be seeking buyers among Islamic State militants. New York's attorney general wants to know what's been turned up during internal investigations at the sports websites DraftKings and FanDuel. There are reports a DraftKings employee may have had access to valuable company data before winning second place in a FanDuel contest. The incident is being likened to insider trading. Kansas City, here they come. The Astros have won the American League wild card game, shutting out the Yankees 3-0. They'll play the Royals in game one of the ALDS on Thursday night. This is AP Radio News. GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush says a conservative can win the White House if Republicans convince middle-class Americans it can knock down barriers to economic growth.
I believe we can fix Washington, D.C. and start fixing the big problems that this country faces. And we will be the world's economic superpower, and we will be the world's leader in the world to create peace and security. It is at our doorstep.
He made his comments at a campaign appearance in Iowa. Republicans in Washington are trying to sort out their house, literally. The three candidates for House Speaker talked with conservatives on Capitol Hill Tuesday evening in private meetings. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told them he's not John Boehner and promised changes in the House. Congressman Jason Chaffetz and Daniel Webster, the other two lawmakers making a bid to become House Speaker, also spoke with the lawmakers. On the Democratic side of things, next week Hillary Clinton says she plans to offer a proposal to deal with what she calls Wall Street abuses. I'm Diane Keplay, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.